I'd like to greet each and every one of you again in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and thank each and every one of you for coming this evening to hear the word that the Lord has put on my brother's heart. I know that he's just a couple years older than me, but I know that the Lord has used him all his life, and he serves the Lord diligently, and I know that he has a message for us, and I would pray that you would lift him up in your prayers to keep him focused on the message, and that the Lord would work with him this night. And with that, I'll give you our brother Jim Yates Sr.
I think if I stop and think about it a second, I'm at least 4 years older than you. Seems that as I sat and listened to the sermons the last 3 or 4 weeks, that the speakers have been in Alma quite a bit, and that's where I'm at tonight, in Alma. And I kept thinking, boy, they're going to get in right where I'm at, and I'm going to have to try and figure out something else. And they even got in the same chapter a time or two, but somehow they missed it all. So it hadn't got anything to do with, if I make a mistake, it's my fault, not theirs. You know, September is the month when our young people have to put back on their thinking caps, get their nose to the grindstone, and as older folks, we know why, because vacation's over. Got to go back to school. Get back with it. But there is a being out there that has not been on vacation. In fact, he's been probably putting in a little overtime, working a little harder to entice some who has had some slack time during the summer. And after a couple of months of that, they may have been getting a little bit bored. And so that being has been resting on them pretty hard at times, enticing them to do some things that they ordinarily wouldn't do. Wouldn't even think of doing. Some will pay attention to that whispering in their ear. And because they're paying attention, that being is grinning from ear to ear. Because some has listened to what he is saying, and they've gotten themselves into some situations where they would not rather be. All because they paid attention to something that wasn't true. Looked real good at this time. Going to have a lot of fun. And now they've got to wonder and worry about what they've done. It's like our peers putting pressure on us when we give in, when our clear thinking we know for sure that it's wrong. But we don't pay attention to that. We make the wrong decisions. And we all know, when it's all said and done, that what causes us all this confusion and worry, and you know also, without me telling you or going any farther, that this one being with many names has caused the problem. I'll name a few of those names, and I know good and well that you can add some to it. He's known by the devil, by Satan, the beast, the dragon, the serpent. But the one that I like best, and I think very much covers all the rest, is the master deceiver. To remember exactly what he is capable of, let's go to 2 Nephi. 6th chapter, page 106. 6th chapter, verses 22 and 23. Yea, to that being who beguiled our first parents, who transformed himself nigh unto an angel of light, and stirreth up the children of men unto secret combinations of murder and all manner of secret works of darkness. In the 16th chapter of Alma, it tells of a people that was strict in observing the ordinances and the law of God according to Moses. They were taught to keep the law of Moses until it be fulfilled, and did keep the commandments of the Lord. In the last part of the 17th year of the reign of Judges, there came a man that was an Antichrist. His name was Korihor. And he preached that there would be no Christ. And the people bowed down as he preached to these things that he said were foolish traditions and ordinances of their fathers that had been laid down by the ancient priests. He caused lots of trouble. And there was a lot of people led astray throughout the whole land. And he was finally bound and taken before Ammon, who was the high priest over all the land at that time. And he had him bound and carried out of the land. The same thing happened again in the land of Gideon. He was bound again and taken out of the land. This time he was taken to the land of Zarahemla, where he winds up before the chief judge in Alma, the governor of all the land. And we pick the story up here on page 412, Alma 16. Alma 16. I'm going to start at verse 38. And it came to pass when he was brought before Alma, the chief judge, he did go on in the same manner as he did in the land of Gideon. Yea, and he went on to blaspheme. And he did raise up the great swelling of words before Alma, and did revile against the priests and the teachers, accusing them of leading away the people after the silly traditions of their fathers, for the sake of glutting in their labors of the people. Now Alma said unto him, Thou knowest that we do not glut ourselves upon the labors of this people. For behold, I have labored even from the commencement of the reign of judges until now with mine own hands for my support, notwithstanding my many travels around the land to declare the word of God unto my people. And notwithstanding the many labors which I have performed in the church, I have never received so much as even one senine for my labor. Neither as any of my brethren, save it were four in the judgment seat, and they received only according to the law for our time. And now if we do not receive anything for our labors in the church, what doth it profit us to labor in the church, save it were to declare the truth, that we may have rejoicings in the joy of our brethren? Then why sayest thou that we preach unto this people to get gain, when thou of thyself knowest that we receive no gain? And now believest thou that we deceive the people that causes such joy in their hearts? And Korihor answered him, Yea. And then Alma said unto him, Believest thou that there is a God? And he answered, Nay. Now Alma said unto him, Wilt thou again deny that there is a God, and also deny the Christ? For behold, I say unto you, I know there is a God, and also that Christ shall come. And now what evidence have ye that there is no God, nor that Christ cometh not? I say unto you that ye have none, save it be your word only. But behold, I have all the testimonies of these things that are true. And ye also have all things as testimony unto you that they are true. And will ye deny them? Believest thou that all these things are true? Behold, I know that thou believest, but thou art possessed by a lying spirit. And ye have put off the Spirit of God, that it may have no place in you. But the devil has power over you, and he doth carry you about, working devices that he may destroy the children of God. And now Korihor said unto Alma, If thou wilt show me a sign, that I may be convinced that there is a God, ye show unto me that he hath power, and then I will be convinced of the truth of thy words. But Alma said unto him, Thou hast signs enough. Will ye tempt your God? Will you say, show unto me a sign when you have had enough have had the testimony of all thy brethren and also of all the holy prophets. The scriptures are laid before thee. Yea, and all things denote there is a God. Yea, even the earth and all things that are upon the face of it. Yea, and its motion. Yea, and also all the planets which move in their regular form doth witness that there is a supreme creator. And yet do ye go about leading away the hearts of this people, testifying unto them that there is no God. And will ye deny against all these witnesses? And he said, yea, I will deny, except that ye shall show me a sign. And it came to pass that Alma said unto him, behold, I am grieved because of the hardness of your heart. Yea, that I will still resist the Spirit, that ye shall still resist the Spirit of truth, that thy soul may be destroyed. But behold, it is better that thy soul should be lost than that shall means of the many bringing down of many souls unto destruction. By thy lying and thy flattering words. Therefore, if thou shalt deny again, behold, God shall smite thee, and thou shalt become dumb, that thou shalt never open thy mouth anymore, that thou shalt not deceive this people anymore. Now Korihor said unto him, I do not deny the existence of God, but I do not believe that there is a God. And I say also that ye do not know that there is a God, and except that ye show me a sign, I will not believe. Now Alma said unto him, this I will give unto thee for a sign, that thou shalt be struck dumb, according to my words. And I say that in the name of God, ye shall be struck dumb, that ye shall have no more utterance. Now, when Alma had said these words, Korihor was struck dumb, that he could not have utterance according to the words of Alma. And now, when the chief judge saw this, he put forth his hand and wrote unto Korihor, saying, art thou convinced of the power of God? In whom ye desire that Alma should show forth this sign? Would ye that he should affect others to show unto thee a sign? Behold, he has shown unto you a sign. And now will ye dispute more? And Korihor put forth his hand and wrote, saying, I know that I am dumb. For I cannot speak. And I know nothing, that nothing, save it were the power of God, could bring this upon me. Yea, and I also know that there was a God, knew that there was a God. But behold, the devil hath deceived me. For he appeared unto me in the form of an angel and said unto me, go and reclaim this people, for they have all gone astray after an unknown God. And he said unto me, there is no God. Yea, and he taught me that which I should say. And I have taught his words, and I have taught them because they were pleasing unto the carnal mind. And I taught them even until I had much success, inasmuch that I verily believed that they were true. And for this cause I withstood the truth, even until I have brought this great curse upon me. And now when he had said this, he besought that Alma should pray unto God that the curse might be taken from him. But Alma said unto him, if the curse should be taken from thee, thou wouldest again lead away the hearts of this people. Therefore, it shall be unto thee even as the Lord will. And it came to pass that the curse was not taken off of Korihor. And he was cast out and went from house to house, begging for his food. Now the knowledge of what had happened to Korihor was immediately published throughout the land. Yea, the proclamation went forth by the chief judge to all the people of the land, declaring unto those who had believed in the words of Korihor that they must speedily repent, lest the same judgments come upon them. This last line lets us know that we can repent of our mistakes if we desire so. Now let's go forward in time about 100 years. And here we find a group of men sitting on the side of a mountain. One man is answering the questions that the others are asking. And guess what? The man answering the questions is the very man that Korihor said would not be. And his name was Jesus Christ. And he was telling the others about those things in the future. That would be deceived in our time and history. Let's go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24, 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and they shall deceive many. That time is here. I told you in a recent sermon in the past about my brother, my father, myself, meeting a man about 60 years ago that was claiming he was Christ. an answer to that prophecy that Christ was saying right there. Whatever happened to him, I have no idea. I never heard of him again. But about a month ago, I saw another man on the news in Cleveland, Ohio, that claimed that he was Jesus Christ. Now, he wasn't dressed the same as that man I saw many years ago, with robes and sandals. But he did have the same long hair. And he had shoes instead of sandals. And he was wearing a pair of jeans. And another thing that was different, standing beside him was his wife. Would you care to make a guess of what her name was? I bet you all know. You've been reading my notes. Mary. The next time I saw this particular man, he was standing in a large auditorium. It must have been filled with 1,000 people or more. They were there to see and hear Jesus Christ. But they were all deceived, just like Korihor was. But this man that claimed he was Jesus Christ is also deceived by that master deceiver to make him think he was Jesus Christ. Just like that false Christ that I had seen some 60 years ago. He had a Bible in his hand. But I didn't see any nail prints in his hand. Now I know and you know that Jesus doesn't need a Bible. He can quote all the scripture. He's the one that spoke the words that were written down, that were saved in these precious books for us to read and to learn. We're not like Korihor. We know that there's a God and Jesus Christ, his Son. Let's not lose that advantage. That being, the master deceiver, has only one thing on his mind. And that's to destroy us, if possible. Just like he did Korihor. And those that listened to him. Now we know that master deceiver likes to cause lots of problems and trouble. But those who listen to him when the bottom drops out for them, they don't find him standing beside them, helping them. Let's go back to Alma 16. Page 416. Verses 75 through 77. Page 416. And Korihor did go about from house to house, begging food for his support. And it came to pass when he went forth among the people, yea, among the people who had separated themselves from the Nephites, and called themselves Zoramites, being led by a man whose name was Zoram. And as he went forth among them, behold, speaking of Korihor, he was run down upon and trodden down even until he was dead. And thus we see the end of him who perverteth the ways of the Lord. And thus we see that the devil will not support his children in the last day, but doth speedily drag them down to hell. We can never let our guard down. We must always be aware of the things that go on around us. Satan is always going to fight with all his might to deceive us with his cunning words, trying to entice us to do a little wrong here and there, and then catch us in his snare. Always tempting us, always trying to lead us down that path of destruction so that he can capture our souls for all eternity. We need also to remember we have one more powerful one, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is also standing beside our and fighting just as hard to save our souls from the eternity of hell. Some of us heard and some of us read of our sister Amy Moser's testimony, how she felt the struggle between Satan and God for her soul. We must all always be aware and tune to that still small voice of the Lord, whispering encouragement to us even in our deepest, darkest trials that we sometimes have to endure. We thank God that we have him on our side to help us. In those battles against Satan, we thank God also for the ministry who hears and listens to that still small voice so God can use them to help us understand and get through those trials. We must continue to be diligent in our studying and praying for God's continual intervention in our lives to keep us on the straight and narrow path of our soul salvation. Without his constant battle against Satan for us, we would be lost. Thank you for your time. May God bless us and strengthen us, is my prayer.